USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations on another coronavirus stimulus bill are ramping up.
We're working and negotiating with the Democrats and trying to get a plan that helps small businesses, helps people, helps this country.
The president is meeting with top Republicans in Congress on Monday at the White House. The shooting yesterday at the home of Judge Esther Salas in North Brunswick, New Jersey, also led to her husband being injured. Salas wasn't injured during the incident where the alleged shooter posed as a FedEx driver. The judge was recently assigned to the civil case suing Deutsche Bank over relations to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A heat wave is continuing to affect the Northeast, with more than a dozen record highs tied or broken yesterday from New Hampshire down to Virginia. Many records from South Carolina to Maine could be broken today as well. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you, because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat from Rhode Island, without proof, is accusing the FBI of running a bogus tip line while investigating allegations of sexual misconduct against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. This is just the latest in a series of unsubstantiated claims a Rhode Island Democrat has made about Kavanaugh and his confirmation process. The senator making these calls during a Zoom meeting of an Ohio chapter of the American Constitution Society, a progressive judicial group. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek says he may have to stop cancer treatments if the current course doesn't work during a Good Morning America interview.
I'll just continue with chemo and see what happens, but I'm not going to go to any extraordinary measures to ensure my survival.
The statement comes just days after the 79-year-old game show host gave a positive update about his health. Trebek was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in March of last year. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Kentucky couple is under house arrest after one of them tested positive for coronavirus and refused to sign self-quarantine papers. Elizabeth Lynn Scott got tested for COVID-19. Because she was planning to go visit her parents.
My grandparents wanted to see me too, so just to make sure that, you know, if I tested negative, that they would be okay, that everything would be fine.
Lynn Scott telling WAVE-TV in Kentucky that she tested positive but did not show any symptoms, and the health department had requested she sign documents.
Pretty much it was that I agreed to comply to call the health department if I was to call the health department prior to leaving my house for any reason.
Later that week, the county sheriff greeted Lynn Scott's husband, Isaiah, at the front door.
I opened up the door, there's like 8 different people, 5 different cars. I'm like, what the heck's going on? This guy's in a suit with a mask. It's the health department guy, and they have 3 papers for us, for me, her, and my daughter.
The couple was ordered to wear ankle monitors, and if they travel more than 200 feet, law enforcement will be notified.
We didn't rob a bank. We didn't rob a store. We didn't steal something. We didn't, hit and run. We didn't do anything wrong.
The couple said they never denied self-quarantine. They just didn't agree with the wording of the documents. More news can be found on USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.